NCASPermedia.com.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Sometimes it's a misnomer that I'm more associated with getting people out of debt than why I get them out of debt. I want you to get out of debt so that, and you fill in the blank, because you're going to become wealthy, so that you become wealthy, so that you change your family tree, so that you get yourself in a position that your generosity is outrageous, so that.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Don't forget, we'll have a baseball game for you this afternoon, weather permitting. We do have to say that at 3 o'clock with Clinton Central at Frankfort. That is boys high school baseball. And special thanks to our sponsors there, Royal United Mortgage, Frankfort Parks Department, Frankfort Eagles Lodge, number 976, and Encompass Credit Union. Don Stock will be calling that game with Carl this afternoon. Going to turn it back over to Don. He's got on the phone. We've got Andy Dudley with Frankfort baseball team. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, good morning, Coach. How are you today?
I am fantastic. Yourself?
Yeah, I bet you are. 10-4, 6-1, coming off two big victories over those charging Chargers, 8-1, 6-4, and putting you in a prime spot for conference right now.
Yeah, felt good about the week. We won two games in two really different ways, which is, I think, always a good sign. You know, we go out. Brian Valdez throws a real gem on Tuesday, and obviously we found a way to score some runs, and then came back to a little slow start on Wednesday. A little bit sloppy, but really did a good job of cleaning things up and playing a really good, fifth, sixth, seventh inning to find a way to win the game.
Well, Coach, I'm looking at your stats right now, and as a team, you're hitting .353 of that. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of your starters hitting above that, and then you have two of your starters, Connor Boone and Andy Gehoza Angeles, hitting in the 400 mark, which is like out of sight in baseball. Talk a little bit about all your work and all the kids' work in getting that average to 353, which is pretty dad-burn good team for a team average.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the guys have done, of course, we have a lot of experience in the lineup. Great job of making adjustments. I mean, we really thought coming into the year, our strength was going to be, we were just going to be really balanced. We've shuffled some things around in the lineup. Andy's hitting two for us right now, and, not exactly the prototypical two hitter, kind of shorter, wide body catcher, but he just lives on base. And of course, with the courtesy runner rule, we can get a little more prototypical two hitter running for him once he gets on. Connor, is having a great year. And honestly, there's some guys in that lineup that their numbers don't look the same. Deacon, even Carlos Lopez hitting down at the bottom of the order, that has really helped us done some little things that don't always show up on the stat sheet. So, I think the key is balance, really good communication. We make adjustments through the game. I'm really excited. I still think we have a lot of room to grow.
Well, they say in baseball that if you're well up the middle from your catcher to the center fielder, you're in pretty good shot or spot. And you know what? Being a former catcher myself, I know how important it is to have a good one. And boy, you have a good one in Andy Gehoza Angeles.
Yeah, Andy's done a great job this year. Obviously, the stats speak for themselves, but I'm going to brag on him a little bit. We got after Tuesday's game, we got an exemplary behavior report from the home plate umpire Darren Haas on Andy, just about the way he carries himself and positive attitude and hustle, and he said it was just kind of what he loves about high school sports is a guy like Andy and like I said, his attitude and all those things. So. That goes a long way, and then obviously you talk about the rest of that middle infield. Deacon switch places from center and short because Deacon was throwing quite a few pitches for us. And, man, those guys both did a really good job at taking on new roles this week.
Well, we covered the Danville baseball game. He didn't get off to a very good start there. But what my point that I'm going to get to is I believe that the starting pitcher there was Lopez Alanise was, I think, the starting pitcher, getting knocked around a little bit by a team that wasn't playing very good baseball at the time, but you're also playing a game where the wind's been blowing out of your park at an average of about 20 miles an hour. But then you bring in Deacon, and to my understanding, his report is, you know, he's pretty good for a couple of innings, but he ended up pitching three or four and putting a halt to Danville so that the offense could kick up and get that victory for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Deacon showed us some stuff this week. And really, the deeper he went, the stronger he got. It wasn't necessarily that we just thought there's no way Deacon's going to go out and throw 80 or 90 pitches, but he had just, you know, last year we gave him a couple shots and we've had pitching depth, and so we haven't necessarily had to use him in that role, but he stepped up huge in that game, and then he did the same thing Wednesday at Northmont, ended up giving us six strong innings. So, well, that's a huge boost to your pitching staff when you get a guy that you were only counting on for an inning or two a week to all of a sudden feel like he can give you whatever you need.
I'm going to give you an opportunity, because I know today is senior day. I'm going to give you an opportunity to talk to your seniors here for a second, but a couple more things I want to throw out as a team-wise on your averages. You're averaging 6.5 points a ball game, and you're stealing about 5 bases a ball game. I'll tell you, those are two big numbers in baseball.
Yeah, we have run the bases really well. I wouldn't say we're a fast team, but we're not a slow team. But we are. I think our guys pick and choose their moments. Obviously, some of those are us putting signs on. We have a number of guys that we give green light to, and sometimes we call it yellow light, which, if they see something, if they feel like they can get a good jump, they can run on their own. And we just haven't been thrown out much this year. We've stolen a few runs here and there. You saw in the Danville game, I think it was Deacon scored the, or actually it was Damian Lopez scored the second run on a pass ball just with heads-up base running. We've done a few of those things this year. So I think it's really turned into one of our strengths, and it's something that we weren't necessarily good at last year.
Well, you don't see them turning their heads. When they hit the second base bag, they're looking right at you. That's hard to teach, and your kids do. Your kids take more than one base because of their ability to grab you coming around that second base bag.
Yeah, it's base running is. Well, if you're not anticipating, if you're not looking for that opening, if you're waiting for the next thing to happen, you're not going to be a great base runner, and they've really gotten that.
Let's now turn towards, this is senior day for you. You're playing the Bulldogs at about 3:00 this afternoon there at Frankfort. Let's talk a little bit about Deacon Spencer, which we have already, Damian Lopez, Connor Boone, Kevin Lopez Perez, and Andy Gahoza Angeles.
Yeah, I tell you what, you could not ask for a better group of guys that have been involved in the program through some real ups and downs. You know, their freshman year, four of those guys were on the roster of the team that went to the regional final, and all of them contributed that year. Andy wasn't playing that year, so he's the only one that wasn't part of that. But man, and then to miss a year to COVID, everybody talks about feeling bad for those guys. Selfishly, I feel like I got cheated of a year with a really good group, but they've come back, and especially this year, they've been just lazy. Like I said, great kids, good baseball players. All of them contribute. All of them handle themselves well. They've all shuffled roles in what we've asked them to do. No one's ever had any complaints or issues. And so it's been a real pleasure. I'm excited to get to honor them today. And I'm excited that we have some more time with them. And their parents should be proud of them. You know, baseball's one thing, but they carry themselves a particular way, that they represent their families and their program and the school in such a positive way.
I want to make sure we got that in. I want to turn back towards pitching now a little bit, Coach. Your stat-wise, your ERA for pitching is 4.11, but you have a pitcher, Mr. Valdez, a junior, who you got to be very, very happy that he's returning. with a 1.37 ERA coming into today's baseball game, and I know he won't. We weren't going to be seeing him because you save him for conference games. But talk a little bit about your pitching and the fact that these numbers are kind of askew because of the cold weather.
Oh yeah, our pitching, especially the last 2 weeks, has just been really dialed in, and man, Brian has just figured some things out. A huge thing, you know, you're going to win a lot of baseball games if you throw strikes, you make routine plays, and you put the ball in play offensively. And that first thing, the last two outings, Brian's thrown 75% strikes, and he really mixes on pitches, throws three pitches, all of them for strikes, and just great poise on the mound. That his start against Southmont was brilliant, and then he comes back and follows it up with an equally brilliant outing against Northmont. So he's been really good. But, you know, Jose has been, he was our number one all last year and has pitched really well this year. And just because of the way things went, he didn't end up throwing in our series against North Montgomery. So, and then, you know, figuring out those bullpen roles with Connor and Deacon, and maybe Deacon getting a start here and there. And then that's not even, you know, really early on, we had a couple of guys. Henry threw really well in a couple outings, and Damian Lopez was a big role for us, and he's kind of just not throwing because other guys are throwing the ball so well. So we've got some good problems as far as needing to get guys some innings in this weekend just to make sure they stay fresh if we do need them.
Well, I know you have 10 games left in the regular season. Of that, your team is probably eyeing more towards the May 16th and 17th when you play the Athenians, who are leading the charge at the top of the Sagamore Conference. But, you know, you still have, as with all the county schools, it seems like coming down home stretch, you've got some pretty big ball games left. You got Tri-West on a conference this weekend or this week, following up with Harrison, and then you got Crawfordsville, and you end the season with Hamilton Heights getting you ready for the sectional.
Yeah, our guys have done and continue to do a good job of, we're going to play whoever's on our schedule today. You know, obviously, the pitching rotation, those things matter with who your opponents are, but you can only play the team that's on the other side of the field from you, so we'll focus on one game at a time. And then, you know, as far as results go, season results, conference, section, all that, that stuff will take care of itself as long as you continue to work on, we're going to play this team today, we're going to learn from any mistakes we make and make sure we don't repeat them so that we're better tomorrow than we were today. If you do those things, then all that other stuff will take care of itself.
Well, I know that this is not a question that you want me to ask because it's way down the line, but your sectional, I believe, is in Crawfordsville, and it's basically Sagamore Conference team. How difficult is it to get out of that sectional, being the fact that you've already played these guys a bunch of times?
Well, you know, it's difficult, but it's also fun. I enjoy that there's the familiarity. You know, it's more like postseason should be. We've seen everyone's one and two because you play them in conference. Whereas when we used to go north, we might play all those teams, but no one's throwing their one against you because it's not conference, and they don't want to show you anyone going to the tournament. So I actually really enjoy when we made that move, when the IHSA moved us to that sectional. It means that everyone knows what they're facing, and you know, whenever the draw comes out, you know it's best team's going to win or best team on that day anyway, and so we really enjoy that, you know. And like I said, our guys do a good job. We're just going to play whatever game's next. We're going to play that game, and let the results take care of themselves. I don't think our guys do too much getting ahead of themselves. I think they're a good job of just, hey, we're going to show up. We're going to play baseball today. See where it takes us.
Well, Coach Carl and I will be out there this afternoon. We can try to keep the weather away so we can catch this baseball game in a county rivalry matchup with the Clinton Central Bulldogs. They're having a difficult season, but they're all young kids. They have no seniors on their team, so we'll hope the weather can stay away so that we can get that game broadcast here on Hoosierland TV.
Sounds good. I appreciate you guys coming out.
All right. Hey, we've been speaking with Coach Andy Dudley of the Frankfort Hot Dogs. Next in line, Andy Quinn from the Clinton Central Bulldogs.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678 and put the life back in life insurance.
Have you checked out ClintonCountyDailyNews.com lately? If it's been a while, take a few minutes to log on through your computer, tablet, or smartphone. We've recently added new features on our tabs. Now, when you click on the Community tab, click on Fun and Games for cartoons, crossword puzzles, Sudoku, and more. Plus, we've recently added a Spanish translation tab for the Latino community. Log on now for the latest going on in Clinton County at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
WILO and Casper Media are members of the exclusive International Broadcasters Idea Bank. Casper Media and 99 other broadcasters from around the world come together to trade ideas on how to better serve our communities and our listeners. A member of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank since 1991, Casper Media has hosted the Idea Bank convention throughout the years. Casper Media and Idea Bank, constantly working to better serve you. Depend on WILO.
Welcome back to Inside the Huddle, brought to you by Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Going to turn it back over to Don Stock for the final 13 minutes with Coach Quinn on the line now.
Hey, good morning, Coach. Thanks for joining us on Inside the Huddle. Coach, you with me?
Don, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be back with you guys.
Yeah, well, Coach, I'll tell you what. We know how difficult it is on Saturdays for you guys to get engaged with us. We appreciate you taking out some time to do that, as we are speaking with Coach Quinn of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. Coach, you, how about last night's ball game? Talk about that first. You played Faith Christian.
Sure. Well, first of all, I apologize if there's a little delay coming in on my end. We'll try to do our best here. But first win for us last year against Faith Christian. Was excited to see the boys compete. You know, it's been a tough go to start the season for us. We've been playing some really, really talented ball teams this year. Obviously, in our conference, we've got some great competition, playing against Carroll, Delphi, Sheridan, and Rossville already, and then also getting some other tough teams like Pioneer and Lafayette Central Catholic on the schedule. So we came out strong right out of the gate. We gave up one run in the first inning that was unearned, and then from there we put up 11 straight, and we're able to win the game in five innings. And to kind of put the cherry on top of it all, my pitcher, Troy Smith, who told me before the game started that today was going to be a shove day for him, he ended up throwing his first career no-hitter for us in five innings. So he had himself a great day, and we played defense well behind him, and the bats were awake yesterday. So hopefully it's getting the monkey off of our back. Hopefully it's the first of many wins for us to finish the season strong.
Yeah, man, it's always good to get that first win, no matter who it is or what. I'm looking at your schedule. You talk about some of the teams you've played. We had the opportunity to watch Carroll play the Gophers this week, and I know you lost a double dip to them guys on the 19th and 20th, but on the 20th you only lose 8-5, and as I'm looking at your schedule, that pretty much, I think, exemplifies your baseball team. Everybody gets blown out from nine and time to time, but for the most part, you're right in there for a team that has, to my understanding, no seniors on your roster.
We have four seniors on the roster, but yeah, you know, we are a really young team, especially compared to last year. We had, you know, eight or nine seniors that were contributing for us last season and only four this year. So, but you know, the thing that has stood out to me with the guys so far is, like you had mentioned, you know, Carroll, for example, Carroll beat up on us the first time we played them on the Tuesday the 19th. And then the next day we bounced back and we hung in with them. You know, we were leading for a good chunk of the game. Unfortunately, we gave up a three-run home run in the bottom of the sixth, which took it from a 4-5 game at that point to an 8-4 game. And you know, we were able to battle back and get a run in the last inning and give ourselves a chance to win. And And that's the thing with these guys is, you know, they bounce back well. You know, if they get beat the first day or the first game of a series, you know, they respond really well and make it competitive. So hopefully that bodes well for us as we continue to finish on with the second half of our schedule. And, you know, I'm excited to get a chance to compete against a great team in Frankfurt tonight. And hopefully we take some of the momentum from our first win yesterday and we can carry it over to today.
Well, I do not have a list of your seniors. Can you talk a little bit about your seniors and their leadership for your baseball program?
For sure. So I'll start with the one who hasn't gotten a ton of playing time so far this season, and that's Blake Mosebaugh. Blake decided to come out for baseball for the first time in a few years this season. He's a great swimmer. He's going to swim at Hanover College next year, which we're really excited about for him. And he's also been a football player at the school. And he's a great leader. You know, he does everything the right way. He's very coachable, loves being out here, loves being with the team. So Blake's a great guy and, you know, has tremendous character and everything that I look for in a baseball player from that standpoint. Keegan Burnett, who was our starting second baseman last year, we've kind of tried him out in the outfield a little bit this year, and we finally gave him a chance at second base yesterday, and he's been hitting the ball well the past couple of games, and he's, you know, really aggressive on the bases. He's a good middle infielder for us. So he's been coming around, and I'm excited to see him continue to progress this year. And then we've got two senior outfielders, our left fielder Matt Harker, who is, you know, he's a strong dude. He's definitely got some pop in his bat, and he's a pretty good defensive outfielder for us. We've been, you know, working on kind of easing him into, you know, shaking the rust off a little bit. Just had some struggles defensively early on in the season, but he's getting more comfortable out there in left field for us. And like I said, he's a guy that has extra base potential pretty much every time he comes up to the plate. And then finally, our center fielder, Caleb Houston. Caleb is one of the better defensive outfielders that I've ever had the privilege to be around and to coach. His favorite player is Harrison Bader for the Cardinals, and he plays a lot like Harrison Bader in the outfield. He's aggressive, he's fast, he makes good throws. Has started off a little bit slow offensively so far this year, but he's kind of been nursing an elbow injury as well for the past week and a half or so. So he's starting to get right, and he's starting to get some good swings on the ball. And but like I said, what he brings defensively and when he gets on base, you know, he's a threat to score anytime he gets on base. You know, he's provided a ton of great defensive work for us, and he's a great leader for the team as well. So those are the four seniors that we've got. And like I said, you know, all of them are doing their jobs and they're contributing where we need them to contribute. And they're setting a good example for the guys below them as to, you know, what that senior leadership is supposed to look like.
Let's talk about Troy Smith, who is sitting at about a .409 clip batting average. And he's also one of your better pitchers. But your best pitcher is Mr. Burnett, coming in with an ERA at 2.62. Can you talk about those two young lads?
Sure. I'll start with Troy. You know, I talked a little bit about Troy when we had our season preview call a couple weeks back, and one of the things that impressed me the most with Troy just this off season was he made a tremendous commitment to the weight room and improving himself physically this past off season, and it certainly is paying dividends for him really all around. I believe he's got our best fielding percentage at first base. He's had a great season for us pitching and capped it off last night with a no-hit performance for us. And he's seeing the ball really well at the plate. He finds ways to get on base. He honestly loves getting hit by pitches. I think he's gotten hit by 8 or 9 pitches already this year. But he's also a smart hitter. He works the count well. He'll take walks when they give them to him. And he's been hitting the ball well to all fields. He's hit a handful of doubles opposite field into the left center gap, which for a left-handed hitter is pretty tough to do. But I think, again, it all goes back to the commitment that he made this offseason to get in the weight room and get, you know, bigger, faster, and stronger. And we're seeing it pay off for us. And like I said with Troy, you know, I'm hoping that he continues to stay hot because as long as he's staying hot, you know, we got a chance to win every game that he's rolling for us. And then, yeah, Keegan. Keegan's a guy who actually didn't pitch for us at all last year, but he's been chomping at the bit, and you know, he did get to throw a couple innings for us last year in some junior varsity games, just when we needed a guy to eat a couple innings for us. And you know, I'll give Keegan credit. He makes pitching a lot easier than it needs to be, because all he does is just throw strikes and just, you know, dares the other team to hit it. And, you know, when you've got a team that can play defense well behind you, it just makes your job that much easier as a pitcher. So he doesn't really come at you with anything too crazy. He's got a, you know, fastball, curveball, I believe, and that's about it. But, yeah, when he comes in, you know, he just throws a ton of strikes and pretty much does what we need him to do. So, you know, there will definitely be some more opportunities for him to get some more innings out of the bullpen for us this year.
I chuckle with getting hit by a pitch. I used to umpire baseball, and I always end up going over to Lafayette Sectional. And Lafayette Jeff had a lad who led off, and he led the state by being hit by pitch. And I always felt like it was a setup for me, because Lafayette Jeff opened up the sectional with Harrison. So no matter what happened, and as you well know, all kids are taught to turn into the ball, get that elbow out, and get take the head off of it and get on down to first base. And it put me in no man's land. No matter if I put him on or if I didn't, somebody was going to come out and get a piece of the umpire. And that's how my sectional game gets started. So whenever we talk about getting hit by pitch, I always think about that. Well, let's talk about your number one and number two pitchers, which is Mr. Kosher and Mr. Davison.
Yeah, well, both of them are guys that I've been really impressed with how they have pitched this year, especially because Owen and Luke are two of our better infielders defensively. Although they have had, you know, a couple of struggles here and there with some errors, but you know, again, that's against some teams that are hitting the ball really hard. Both of those guys have been pretty unlucky pitching. You know, neither one of them has gotten a win for us on the mound yet, but you know, if you look at their statistics, they're not allowing a ton of earned runs. So it's kind of on us to you know, to pick it behind them when they're pitching, because they're both, you know, great pitch to contact guys, and they throw a lot of strikes as well. But both of them are just steady. You know, I know exactly what I'm going to get out of Luke. I know exactly what I'm going to get out of Owen. They're going to compete their butts off for us, and they're going to give us a chance to win if we can play well behind them. So, you know, like I mentioned earlier, we played great defense for Troy yesterday, and we got him a win, a complete game, and a no-hitter. So I'm hoping that is a trend that we're going to start to continue to carry for the rest of our pitchers as well. But both Owen and Luke, you know, they've played in big games. They were both big contributors for us last year, and the moment's never too big for either one of them. So, you know, they're guys that we're going to continue to rely on in as many situations as we can.
Well, I never use this as an excuse, but it's just a state of a fact, and that is for this year especially, the kids have been playing a lot in really, really cold, windy weather. And, you know, to be able to get your body when you're in baseball, you know, ready from pitch to pitch, and all of a sudden you got a shot coming at you that you got to go right or left from, sometimes it's a little difficult to get to that ball game, that ball, because of the cold weather and keeping everything in loosened up enough to get there.
Absolutely. Well, Don, I'll be honest with you. I mean, it's been a couple of years since my playing days wrapped up, but I don't think I'd be fielding 1,000 if I was playing shortstop for us right now. So I certainly can understand that they're getting some tough hops. And like I said, you know, we got some great talent in our conference, you know, guys that can hit the ball really, really well. And, you know, it certainly doesn't make your job easy when the guy's hitting the ball 85-plus miles an hour off the barrel at you. But, you know, we're getting better, and, you know, maybe I just need to start whipping my fungo in there a little bit faster and get them used to some of the game speed that we're going to be seeing.
Well, Coach, we're going to broadcast your baseball game today, the first of two this week. We're also going to follow you out to Clinton Prairie. When you go there, I believe it's on Wednesday evening. We'll be out there for that baseball game also. Looking forward to the night's action as the Bulldogs will come in and take on the Hot Dogs at Frankfort.
awesome, Don. Well, thank you guys for your support. Means a lot to us and the program. Thanks again for having me on, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you guys tonight and next week.
Very good. Hey, we've been speaking with Coach Andy Quinn of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. Kevin, I'm going to come back. Are we going to come back?
I don't think so.
All right.
Say what you want to say.
You know what? If you haven't gotten out to high school baseball here in the county, please do so. Support these young lads mm-hmm. who have given a lot of their time and effort to play this baseball game, and they deserve a little more folks coming out and watching them play. We'll be broadcasting tonight at 3 o'clock, or pretty close to that. It's senior day at Frankfort High School. The seniors will be introduced and recognized, and Carl and I will have that somewhere around 3 o'clock on HoosierLandTV.com.
Very good. We'll see you next Saturday then. And thank you for joining us, and thanks to our sponsor, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort. Again, a reminder that this will be archived at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com just about a half hour from now, and then we'll replay the show in its entirety tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, right here on WILO.